very disturbing incident, and to see such violence, and I would nearly go to say depravity, visited upon a member of Garda Síochána out on patrol at night, trying to do their best to keep the community safe. That visit on them is very, very unsettling, and a lot of members, and I'm sure a lot of members' families, are looking at that today and thinking, you know, where are we going that things like that are occurring in our society?
Now, you have said that more needs to be done to reduce the increasing risks facing Gardaí. What does need to be done from your perspective?
Well, the first thing that needs to be done, there needs to be more Gardaí on patrol out there supporting each other, and whenever incidents happen, we need to have the confidence that someone will come to our assistance. There's all issues there in relation to technology and equipment. The guards are decades behind other police services. I mean, usually, if you look across Europe, the police officer will have at least a camera on their car or on their body. Where you have the guards now appealing to the public to come forward with footage, because we've no footage of our own. So also, and we need better policies in relation to working alone. I mean, what happened could be replicated, and the circumstance in which the guards are working on their own across Donegal. We'll have guards tonight, tomorrow night, every night, working on their own, a long way from backup. So we need to examine our work systems and say, is there more that can be done to minimise these risks and to educate and train people to keep themselves safe? Because if the community are relying on the guards to keep them safe, we got to keep our own people safe before we keep the community safe.
Do you think that this latest incident in Cavan then may act as a wake-up call for the powers that be to initiate various things that you've said and provide the funding for that training, etc.?
Well, unfortunately, I would have to be cynical and say I wouldn't think so, because we have been highlighting deficiencies for years. We have report after report sitting on shelves, gathering dust, highlighting problems in the guards. In fairness, there's a 2 billion euro budget provided by the government. You know, the guards would tell you, look at our social media and releases, and the public would be forgiven to believe that the guards are modernising and are better equipped than they ever were. But the reality for the frontline guard out there on their own, going around patrolling, is the things haven't really improved, and what they have is very basic equipment that hasn't really come on in the last couple of decades.